Now, you have an event coming up on May 4th at Rosa Parks Circle. Can you tell me a little bit about what's planned?
Yeah, our spring events, we have they're on the first Friday of May, and then there's another one on the first Friday in June. And the idea is to coincide with a lot of counties have an air raid siren that goes off at noon on the first Friday. And so because our events involve a lot of people, we have an event here in Rosa Parks Circle that the air raid siren at noon will be kind of a cue that overhead, while everybody forms the shape of a heart, it's called human art. It's kind of a trend. And overhead, there'll be a helicopter with a professional photographer on board. And at noon, the pictures will start to be taken. And so that's on Friday, May 4th, and people are going to start arriving at 11:30.
And that's called To Holland With Love?
To Holland With Love, yeah.
Okay.
It's a message that, you know, here you've got communities where people enjoy I hate to use the word luxuries, but the luxuries of these basic freedoms, a sense of freedom from fear of being fired or evicted. We have an obligation. We're not exempt from taking part in, you know, I mean, proximity and the fact that we're not directly affected. I'm a straight white guy, so I'm the least affected by this. That means that I have the greatest obligation, I feel like. And so we have the freedom to gather for our faces to be seen in the park, and we're sending a message to the residents and workers in Holland that whereas maybe you felt that you were not spoken for on June 15, we are here and we are standing up for you.
Now, how many people would you like to be able to have come down to Rosa Parks Circle?
I think when we started out, we wanted, if it were fewer than 300, that it would be a risk, you know, that we would be... That would not be the signal that we'd want to send. So we're hoping for at least 300. And, you know, in like 5 days after we launched the event page and promotions, we were almost to that many in RSVPs on the event page. So,
okay.
And what I'm hearing is that a lot of the people that are RSVPing are representatives of an office or a work space where they're all coming to be part of it. So a lot of times one RSVP is going to equal half a dozen, you know,
sure,
people, so,
sure. They're going to bring quite a few people along with them, and you want everybody to come in red.
That would be ideal. If the majority of people there were wearing red, that would match with our logo and look like a heart and an equal
okay.
sign.
Okay. Yep. Now, you also have another event coming up you're looking to do June 1st in conjunction with Pride Worldwide. What do you have planned for that?
Yeah, that's the name of our June 1st event. June is, as you probably know, is Pride Month. And so in partnership with West Michigan Pride and a number of others, we are having a day where we're kind of twisting the check-in thing that you see on Foursquare and Facebook, where people all over the world literally would be encouraged to check in as a declaration of support in that 24-hour period. Mm-hmm. There's also a segment at noon, going back to that first Friday noon, where for 5 minutes we're asking everybody to just walk outside and stand outside for 5 minutes. That's 1 minute for each no vote that took place on June 15.
Okay.
Because that idea that people would all do something at the same time is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a group of people gathering in Tiananmen Square, for example. I mean,
right.
It could be. That would be – but in a lot of in one sense of the word – you know, gathering can take place virtually, and
right.
So that just that whole idea is really a beautiful, strong show of support.
Now, folks who want to learn more about the movement Until Love Is Equal and learn more about the events that you've got coming up, where can they learn about that online?
Well, our website is something that we try to keep populated with everything, explanations, media references. So untillloveisequal.com, we have a Facebook group page that's very active with over 3,000 members. And, so those are two really good places to start.
Sure.
There's a Twitter feed as well.
Sure. What have some of the other cities across the country confronted with similar situations, what have they done to turn that around?
Well, this is unique in the sense that we have a single goal, and that, you know, that's been equal parts blessing and challenge to have just this one thing that we're doing because, you know, we get asked to partner because of the momentum that the number of people involved with this bring to it. We have been asked to partner on different things that are all exceptionally good things, but we have tried to keep our eyes on this one thing.
Right.
So this idea of it's almost instead of being an organization, it's it's I compare it more to almost like a special operations, you know, with a single mission.
Sure.
So.
Sure.
I mean, that means that the stakes are really high for us. There's no way for us to say that we've succeeded really unless we end up doing that one thing. So
right.
There's no other marker for success, and that's where we pin ourselves in. But.
This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined in the studio with Aaron Wilson. Aaron is the founder of the movement Until Love is Equal. They have an event coming up May 4th at Rosa Parks Circle entitled To Holland with Love. Thank you so much for joining me, Aaron.
Thank you for giving us time.